This clip was recorded for the UK Wine Show. For more information about the UK Wine Show, you can go to ukwineshow.co.uk. Hi, my name's Chris Scott and I'm here with Lewis Chester from Liquid Icons. How are you, Lewis?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good, good. Last week we were talking a wee bit about the scholarship, but this week I want to talk a wee bit about the awards and what the awards are going to be like. How does that sound?
Sounds great.
First of all, the awards that you've got scheduled is on the 7th of October, isn't it?
Yes.
Is it through a sort of an auction that you're looking to raise most of your funds? Is there not corporate sponsorship or anything like that going in there?
When we started, we always thought that the dinner would wash its face because we wanted the most incredible wines, food, entertainment, and so forth. But actually what's happened is we've got most of the things donated or sponsored. So actually the dinner will make money. But I'll tell you the story for your listeners because it's kind of interesting. So as I said, I wanted this incredible event that my wife would like to go to, but also that really would be the marquee event in the world of fine wine. So, you know, after I got Annabelle's, the first thing I did was I said, well, we've got to have the most unbelievable wines. And I went to Clément and I said, well, we got to have Romani Conti. I mean, you got to have Romani Conti. He said, you're crazy. You'll never get it. It's 200 people at the dinner. You'll never get it. So I called Adam Brett Smith at Corny & Barrow, and I pitched him the idea. And I said, look, can you help us? We want DRC for the dinner. Anyway, after some time, he came back and he said, Corny & Barrow will sponsor the DRC for your dinner. So, I mean, that was incredible. And I went to Egon Müller, who's a mate of mine, and I love his wines. And Egon said, sure, I'll give you a wine for one of the courses. And I went to Moët Hennessy, and they spoke to Dom Perignon. But Dom Perignon said, we'll give you P2, which is obviously their more expensive champagne. And then I said, I've got to have a Montrachet Grand Cru, right? You've got to have a Montrachet Grand Cru. So I went, there is a producer that I buy Montrachet from every year called Domaine Barentenard in Burgundy. He owns probably the largest single plot of Montrachet. And he said, sure, I'll give you a Montrachet. And then I went to Macallan because I love Macallan. I'm also a rare spirit collector. And I'd asked for the 25-year-old single malt. They came back and said, well, I think we can give you something a little bit better. And they gave me the London Limited Edition, which is from a single cask. There's only 400 bottles in it. And you can't get it for love or money, obviously, but a single bottle sold in auction last week for over £10,000. So they're giving us that for 200 people. I mean, I don't know how much the value is, but it's enormous. So suddenly I have the best wine and spirits. And then I said, we've got to have the best food. Who's the best chef? So, you know, I was looking, I follow the world's best 50 restaurants awards every year. And the current winner is Chef Mauro Colagreco of Mirazor in Montan. So I called him, cheekily called him. And I said, Chef Mauro, will you come and cook at this event at Annabelle's? And he said, look, it's amazing. If you can get San Pellegrino to sponsor me and my team, I'm coming to do it. So then I had to call Nestle because they own San Pellegrino. And I spoke to them and they said, sure, we will do it. We'd love to support this event. We'll sponsor Chef Mauro. So then I had the best wines, amazing food, and I had to get amazing entertainment, which I can't announce to your listeners yet, but we have one of the most enduring pop stars on the planet who has agreed pro bono to do the events, and we have probably the world's leading all-black gospel choir, who most of your listeners would be able to guess who it is. Also as a second act. And then we have the after party where we're going to get a special guest DJ. So suddenly we had, you know, an incredible event, really. And then I thought, okay, we need sponsors to help reduce the cost and raise as much money. And I thought I wanted luxury goods sponsors because I wanted this concept of marrying fine wine and luxury goods, which seems obvious, but actually never happens. And so I went to all of the different segments of luxury goods, as well as a private bank. And I said, I want one of the top sponsors in that area to sponsor a table and sponsor one of the 7 Golden Vines awards. So there are 7 awards, and we'll get into those in a minute. And just again, most of the sponsors, in fact, virtually all of them I've got, but we're going to announce press on that. So I'm not going to give the names, but they include a space tourism company. First time ever a space company has sponsored an event, because I was on my Peloton. As you know, I like my Peloton. I was on my Peloton and I was thinking of amazing sponsors. And I thought, wouldn't it be cool if we got a space sponsor? They're going to have amazing clients who will bid loads of money on my auction lots, and it'd just be a real cool thing. So we have that. We have, one of the world's best luxury car companies. We have jewelry. We have spirits. We have private banking and so forth. So yes, the sponsors are obviously, it's a key part of paying for the cost of the event and creating a profit on the dinner for the charity. And then the auction. So originally I thought, okay, there are quite a few wine charity auctions. There's obviously Napa Valley, which is the most successful one. But I said, we've got to come up with something cooler than that, however cool that is, something that really grabs the imagination, raises the maximum amount of money. And as a wine collector, I knew that there's lots of people who are fortunate enough to be in a position to buy the bottles, but not necessarily to get the money can't buy experience. So I said, why don't I put together the Golden Vines fine wine, rare spirit and experience auction, and every single lot will either be, large formats, because that's what I like to collect myself, large formats of the best wines from the best wineries in the world, or a rare spirit like Macallan, one of their old rare spirits that go for like £1 million, and an experience, a money can't buy experience, so tour, tasting, lunch or dinner with the owners or the head winemaker, stay at the chateau or domain if they have somewhere to stay, and sometimes a little bit something special on top, like helicopter trip to the vineyards or whatever. And so I started to work on that, and thankfully I have a lot of contacts in the world of fine wine. And even before we went public with the event, I started to get these fine wine and experience auction lots in, and today we have over 50 of them. Already secured. I think we'll end up with about 75. So I'm very, very confident we're going to raise a lot more money than I thought we were going to raise originally just from this auction. Now, clearly, you can't do an auction like that at a dinner, because the whole dinner would be the auction. So I thought to myself, I thought really we should offer that to the world. So what we're doing is, we're doing that as an online auction using an e-brochure with WPA technology. So it's embedded technology inside of the brochure. And then when you get the brochure sent to you by email or whatever, you look through, and if you like a particular auction lot, you click and it immediately goes to a piece of software called Givergy.com, which is the leading sort of charity auction software, and you can bid on it. And I thought we could send this, to all the merchants in the world, in New Zealand, if you help me with merchants, or Moe Hennessy's private client team, all the sponsors, clients like the space company, sponsors, clients, everyone can send it out. It can reach every wine lover in the world. We'll open the auction, 2 weeks before the event, before the 7th of October, close it on the night of the event. And that's how we'll reach, a huge audience. And obviously the people at the event, they'll have iPads and other things they can bid on it. And then for the actual auction, that will be not a fine wine or rare spirit auction. That will be much more focused on auction lots that the sponsors are giving. So again, the space company is going to give The same tour that they give to their would-be astronauts at their space center. Very cool, right? And, you know, all of the sponsors will do that, as well as friends of the events. I have a mate who runs And Beyond, which is, you know, the very high-end luxury safari and beach holiday. He's throwing in an amazing holiday and so forth. So there'll be kind of two options. So we have the ability to make money from the event. We have the fine wine and experience auction, which will raise the bulk of the money, and then the auction on the night, which will also raise quite a bit of money. And so suddenly you realize you're going to raise a lot of money, right?
Yeah.
You know, that's really how it started. But it's not like, you know, it's been like a mushroom. This thing's just grown and grown, and the interest has grown and grown. And, you know, my semi-retirement plans, taking it easier, suddenly on the back burner. And, you know, I'm now in this, you know, for a very long time. So the idea is to do this annually. So, you know, there is actually a crazy amount of stress, because there are a lot of moving parts. You've got the Global Fine Wine Report, which leads to the Golden Vines winners and dealing with all of that. The scholarships, which are now open and people can apply on our website, liquidicon.com.
Yeah, just on that, they've gotten to
April the 16th, yeah.
April 16th, yeah.
So yeah, we only went live a few days ago, and we've had 5 applicants already, which is quite reassuring. Remember, there's 2 slots, and I hope we'll get 25 plus applicants, maybe more. Remember, to be an applicant, you have to have either, you've either got to have the diploma to be able to get onto the MW course, or the advanced certificate to get on the MW course, or something similar to that. You could have Wine Scholars Guild, I suppose, and OIV qualifications you'd be able to get on. So there's only, and obviously you've got to be BIPOC or BAME from those communities. That's who it's open to. But yeah, that's really the plan.
All right, just so people can understand what BAME and BIPOC are, do you want to just explain what they are?
Yeah, they're different depending on obviously which countries you're from. But BAME is Black Asian Minority Ethnic, and is really a UK term. Hmm. BIPOC is really a US term, is Black Indigenous Peoples of Color. And I'm sure there are different terms in different countries, like in Australia and so forth. But I mean, it's really peoples of color and minority ethnic people is the audience. And it's, you know, there's some blurred lines. So for instance, if you're Chinese in China, you're not really minority ethnic.
No.
Right, obviously. If you're Chinese and you're in San Francisco, you're minority ethnic. But ultimately, it's not something that I or Liquid Icons decide. It's the judges. It's those 5 judges. It's their decision. We don't get involved. There would be a conflict of interest. All we do is promote the scholarships and bring them the applicants, and then it's up to the 5 judges to determine who gets those scholarships.
Okay, now that makes sense. I always get a little bit worried, particularly when you've got something that's international, because as you say, you know, if you're white in China, you're actually an ethnic minority.
You are.
But that you wouldn't necessarily include that type of person, even though there'd be an ethnic minority in.
Well, again, it's not for me to decide that. All I do is set the parameters, saying this is the mandate that we want. Mm. Dear judges, it's over to you. And they use their common sense. They're very clever, well-rounded, experienced individuals. And so it will be up to them to decide. It's not a Liquid Icons decision.
Okay, ethnic diversity in the wine trade is a bit of a hot button topic for some people, and particularly after, you know, Black Lives Matter and all this sort of stuff. Particularly last year, there was a lot of talk about that. Do you think there is, obviously you've set up a thing, but you've set up a charity to encourage it. But when I run courses and things, I see quite a range of different people from different backgrounds in my courses and my tastings and all that sort of stuff. So How did you identify that it was a problem in the wine trade?
Well, I think it was, as I said to you earlier, you know, I've been going to wine regions and wine events and wine dinners, yeah, at the fine wine level, because that's my interest, is at the fine wine level. And if you saw somebody, a person of color, at a tasting or a dinner, you'd almost be shocked because it was so rare. And so it was just common sense that there, you know, we're at ground zero. There just isn't that kind of diversity in the industry that I have seen. So I'm glad, I'm encouraged to hear what you're telling me, and hopefully what we're doing will encourage those people to get into the wine trade. And I mean, from a personal point of view, I hope they go into the fine wine trade, because I think that's obviously a very exciting industry, and you know, it's an incredible experience. So, but yeah, my own experience is this is extremely rare, to the point where it's almost at zero.
There are reasons why some groups may not be entering the wine trade or the fine wine trade. For example, some cultures have more of a spirits-led interest. So if you go to some certain countries, people just don't drink wine. It's not part of their culture to drink wine, you know. And therefore, it would be surprising to see people entering the fine wine market from those cultures. Are you trying to change people's drinking habits and exposing them to wine, or is it very much a diversity type of situation that you're trying to drive through?
Well, firstly, I don't think it's drinking per se. It's an industry. So we're talking about an industry. Secondly, you're absolutely right, there are cultural differences, but they are changing. So for instance, when I went to India on business 20 years ago, it was very rare to see wine.
Big whiskey drinkers.
When I was there, yeah, they're whiskey drinkers, right? So they drink more Johnny Walker than Johnny Walker make, right? Okay, so the answer is, but when I keep on going back to India for, you know, there's more and more of a wine culture there. People are interested in wine. They're getting, and in fact, we know that we're going to get applicants for these scholarships who are Indians. So I think that is changing. But I would also add the Macallan, who are one of our sponsors. I can say that because they are giving the London edition, and they're also sponsoring an award and taking a table, are also part of our internship program. And there will be a cognac company on that too. So it won't be just wine that our scholars will be exposed to, because of course, masters of wine and master sommelier are involved in the spirits trade too, if they're a merchant or a broker or running a restaurant or whatever. So we are introducing spirits as well. It's not just purely wine. But you're right about the cultural differences.
The awards evening on the 7th of October, are you selling tables? So how can people get access to it if they want to attend this lovely event? Can they just buy a ticket online, or is it very much an exclusive group that can purchase tickets?
No, if you go onto our website and you look at the Golden Vines event, you can register your interest in a ticket. Obviously, our intention is to raise as much money as possible. So the more sponsors, the better, to the extent you can. So, and the venue's not very large. So, you know, the maximum we can hold is somewhere between 186 and 200. However, my colleague, Fran Bridgewater, who's helping us, is also arranging, I forgot what she's called it, something like the non-party party or the party non-party or something, for people in the wine trade who can't attend the event. There'll be another event running at the same time in London, which will be a Golden Vines event, and it'll be sponsored as well by various wine companies. And so that's our overflow, if you like, and you'll be able, the idea is we'll pump in live footage, so you'll be able to see who wins the diversity scholarships and the awards, and take part in the online auction and so forth. So unfortunately, the numbers are limited just because the space is limited, and it's very difficult to go back to Courtney and Barron and say, hey, can I have another 60 bottles of DRC, please, right? So you just can't do it. So there are limitations. Ultimately, this is about raising as much money as possible for these causes. And so it's always a balance. But yes, you can go onto our website and register your interest in getting tickets, and there will be some tickets available.
Okay, but most of them will be held for the sponsors, et cetera, when they purchase tables. Is that right?
That's right, yeah.
Okay, so it's more of an exclusive event. But you've got another activity for people who don't get to go to that event.
Yeah, and just look up Fran Bridgewater on social media. I don't actually use social media. I was too scared of it. I don't know why. Maybe it's my age. I'm in my early 50s, and my kids use it, and I just, for whatever reason, I've just refused to use it. But she does, and you can look up Fran Bridgewater, and she's organizing that event.
Okay, excellent.
If you are in the fine wine trade and would like to take part in the Gérard Bassé Global Fine Wine Report survey, please go to liquidicons.com. And there, again, under the survey, you can send us an email and we'll send you a survey to complete, because the more people that vote from the fine wine world, the better in terms of ensuring that we get the right winners for these awards. I didn't talk about the awards, but there are 7 awards, and they are really aimed at who's making the best wine in a certain region. So, the Golden Vines, best fine wine producer in Europe, the best fine wine producer in the Americas, the best fine wine producer in the rest of the world, which is obviously Africa, Asia, Middle East, and Australasia. The best rising star, which is aimed at either an estate that's only been going for the last 20 years, or a change of ownership or management of a winery or a domain in the last 10 years. The Innovation Award, where there are actually 5 nominees, although you can vote for somebody else. And the Hall of Fame Award, which is aimed at someone for lifetime achievement. And then the final award, I suppose the biggest one, is the Golden Vines Best Fine Wine Producer in the World Award. So, and that's voted by the industry.
Okay, then, Lewis, I think we're going to wrap it up there. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.